Good morning, everybody. Chester ARP Church Devotional Podcast. Thanks so much for being with us. John 10, Mitch brings us in. We get started.
Each winding path I tread gives me grace for every trial, feeds me with the living bread.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being with us today as we get jump in here. We get started with John chapter 10. John 10, and we'll get started with verse 7. This is second part to our first, which was yesterday. John 10, beginning in verse 7. So Jesus says to them, that's to the Pharisees, "Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and to kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who does not know own his sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. But I am the good shepherd. I know my own and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them in also. They will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life that I may take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down out of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. This charge I have received from my Father." I'm going to stop right there and say this morning that there are three main themes I want to just pull from this passage. Yesterday we talked about how the Good Shepherd came to give life and life abundantly. We talked about how Jesus is the door of the sheepfold, that he literally laid in the doorway. And so he protected the sheep. No one could come in or come out without coming through him. And then we also talked about how he willingly laid down his life. He gladly saw danger coming and willingly laid down his life to protect his sheep. The three things I want to point out today is, first of all, there's a difference between the good shepherd, the true shepherd who owns the sheep, who loves the sheep, and the hired hand, who is simply hired to protect the sheep or hired to pasture the sheep. Now, when Jesus makes a distinction here, when the hired hand comes along, the hired hand will gladly get up, walk away, and leave the sheep in harm's way. He won't lay down his life for his sheep. He doesn't care for his sheep the way the one who owns the sheep. Why? Well, it makes perfect sense. If you're just looking at it from a shepherd point of view, if you don't own the sheep, you're just simply hired, you've got to decide in a harm-filled situation what is more important, my life and my future or this other man's sheep. Right? And so we would recognize that it would be most advantageous for almost anyone in that scenario, and probably all of us, to say, you know what? I'm not risking my life for these sheep. I'm going to let these sheep go, and I'm going to get the heck out of the way because I've got a future. So when I was in high school, an example here, as I was in high school, I worked at a store, produce stand / convenience store, and loved working there, really enjoyed my time. But I remember one night there was someone who came in and stole some stuff from us when I was working, and the owner's son took off after him and chased him, and I didn't. And he came back to me and he said, "Why didn't you go chase him with me?" And I said, "Man, look, I don't mean to be ugly, but I'm not risking my life for, you know, some drinks that were taken out of the cooler. Like, I understand that this is your family's business. It's different when you don't work for, when you're not part of the family. You're just working there." And I don't think anybody would have expected me to chase off and get in a potential situation where my life or where my harm was in place for some, you know, drinks that were stolen out of a cooler and a few packs of crackers. And I don't think anybody would expect him to do it, but he had a different desire, right? He had a different need to protect the family stuff than I did, because they owned it. It was their family's. And so Jesus here is challenging, he's challenging the shepherds, the leaders of Israel, saying that hired hands who are here for their own benefit and who are hired are going to be those who don't care for the sheep in the same way as the owner of the sheep. Now, in some ways, he's critiquing Israel's shepherds from the past, whether it be kings or whether it be the religious leaders who were supposed to be shepherding and caring for the people under the authority of the Father in heaven, and that is the call on their lives, and they've accepted that call. And so the Pharisees are part of that group, and they're supposed to be shepherding Jesus. We're told in Matthew chapter 9 has compassion on the people because he sees them as helpless and harassed and haggard as sheep without a shepherd. And so he has compassion on them. But fundamentally, right, as much as I love our people at Chester ARP, and as much as I love, pastoring them and shepherding them, I don't love them the way Jesus loves them. I can't. And I don't even love myself the way Jesus loves me. I can't. And so fundamentally here, what we see is that Jesus is saying, even in the best circumstances, the good shepherd loves you more than those who have been called to shepherd you. And that's that's an amazing thing when you think about it, because what he's ultimately saying here in a positive sense is, I love you so much. I know you by name. You are mine. I came to give you life abundantly. There's not a selfish bone in my body. I am selflessly in love with you. And I am pursuing you, as the old hymn writer said, when we were wandering from the fold of God, he to rescue us from danger interposed his precious blood. And so the good shepherd is very different than the hired hand. And he is coming to save his own sheep. And I think that's an important point. Yeah, he's critiquing them. But even if they were as best as they could possibly be, but they weren't. And he's saying that these guys are hired hands. They're only for themselves. They're only for their own benefit. They don't really care about the sheep. And so, but even if they're at the very best, he still loves us more. And I love that statement that he makes there. He goes on and talks about how he has sheep of a different fold that he's going to bring in, right? So he's laying out here for the listeners in this discourse. He's saying, listen, there are more than just those right here in Israel. And so he's already talking about and pointing us to the greater plan of saving Gentiles and bringing them into his fold as well. And that's a theme that comes from the very beginning of John. It came into his own knew him not, but to those who did receive him, who called upon his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Were of the will of man, not of the will of man, nor of flesh, nor of blood, but of God himself. And so the idea is that he came to his own, but he also will go out to the Gentiles have been bringing them in. And so we see that there's a greater purpose in the life and ministry of Jesus, not just to save the people of the sheep of Israel, but to bring all of his people to himself, all of those whom he has called to himself, and bring them to himself and make sure they make it into the fold. And then lastly, you see this statement of unity here. He says, there will be one, my flock will be one flock with one shepherd. And all of those who will come into the fold will be united under the head of Christ, under the ministry and life of the shepherd. And I think that's a wonderful statement there, that we see that Jesus is saying that there is union in Christ, that not only are we united in the Lord Jesus through faith, but we're also united with each other as that common life that we have in Christ and that common bond we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so this is true whether you're from the ancient Israel and you're brought in through understanding that Jesus is your Messiah, or you're a Gentile who's been converted to faith when you recognize who Jesus is. And whether you are living in the time of Jesus or whether you're living in the present or off into the future, we're part of the same fold, part of the same flock, ruled by the same shepherd, governed by the same shepherd, a shepherd who loves each one of us individually and cares for us and knows us and calls us and wants to live in a relationship with us. Hey, guys, I've gone too long. Hope you have a great day. God bless you. And be encouraged at the love of your shepherd. See you next time.
You carry me close to your heart and show